the Scrubs and the Dubs. Nubby Scrub peeped out of the top of the drain and looked around. "Home at last," he said, climbing out. A group of scrubs were talking together. Some were crying.
"He was such a friendly sprite," said Spanny Scrub. "Always cheerful and helpful," added Spinny.
"He was so handsome and clever, and such a good dancer," said Nubby. "Well, he wasn't all that handsome." "Nubby?
Nubby! Oh, it's you! You're alive!"
"Nubby! Nubby, yes, it's Nubby!"
The scrubs all started chattering at once. "Are you all right? Where have you been?" Nubby told them how he'd found his way into Greasy's laundromat and overheard their plan to attack Muffin's laundrette with their grease tank. The scrubs were quiet for a moment. Then Baron Spindry Scrub spoke.
"Gather round, my lovely scrubs. We must make a plan to teach those dingy dubs a lesson. Now, here's what we'll do.
The next night, the dubs came out from under their machines and prepared for the attack.
"Put on your armor, my dirty dubs. Tonight we're gonna grease the scrubs," bellowed Big Tub Dub.
The grease tank came chugging out from behind the spin dryers. The dubs marched out into the street behind it, chanting, "We are the dubs. We've got the gun. We hate the scrubs. We'll spoil their fun."
Inside Muffin's laundrette, the disco music was pounding away, but there were only three scrubs skating around.
The door burst open with a terrific crash, and there was Big Chub Dub leading the charge, the grease tank looming behind him. "You scrungy scrubs, it's time for you to get covered in grease. The dubs are here, so you better watch out. The grease tank is coming, and it's gonna blast you."
In rumbled the tank, followed by more and more dubs.
"Not so fast, you grubby dubs," shouted Baron Spindry Scrub, standing on top of the soap machine. "Here's a surprise from Muffin's Scrubs."
Scrubs appeared on top of every washing machine, each one armed with a waste pipe.
"Fire!" roared the Baron.
Spinny pressed a switch. Soapy water shot out of the pipes, soaking the dubs and their tank.
"Help! I'm drowning!"
The dubs all slithered into each other. The soapy water even got into the engine of the tank. Spluttering, the tank turned round and chased the dubs back over the road, firing grease at them. It fired this way and that until the dubs and the walls and the floor and the washing machines in the laundromat were covered in splodges of black, oily grease. Some of it even oozed out onto the street.
The next morning, Mr. Greasy came down and saw the mess.
"You stupid sprites," he screamed. "What have you done?"
His foot slipped on the oil and he went skidding on his bottom across the floor. When he got up, he was so mad that he went round kicking all the machines, knocking the tubs out of bed. He banged his foot so hard on the last one that he hurt his toe, which made him madder than ever. He yelled, hopping around holding his foot.
"You'll pay for this, you dozy dubs. Tonight, all you'll get to eat will be cardboard and mud sandwiches. In fact, that's all you'll get for the rest of the month."
Mrs. Muffin looked out of her window and saw Mr. Greasy hopping up and down and yelling at the top of his voice. "I wonder what all the fuss is about," she said, as she let in the first customers of the day.